This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on this last weekend of September. And on our show this week, my first guest, the lead singer of Three Dog Night, my buddy Chuck Negron will be here. From Fox News, Judge Jeanine Pirro will be joining us. Then from a show called Life Below Zero, we have Brittany Rowland and Sue Aiken. That's a crazy show we're going to be chatting about. From the Oak Ridge Boys, another friend of mine, Dwayne Allen, will be on the show. Brian Kilmeade will be talking about his brand new book that's now actually in paperback about Andrew Jackson, and a great actor, Dietrich Bader, who's on American Housewives and so many other shows. And that's all coming up this week. We're going to pause just momentarily when we come back. My first guest this first hour from Three Dog Night, the lead singer, Chuck Negron.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare is programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine.
This is no Hail Mary, no porcelain dress, not a one day Sunday ritual or a hollow hallelujah. Lived on empty amens at the end of my prayer, just words thrown together and talk.
That is the voice of the man. I've known this gentleman for a long, long time. Haven't talked to him in a while, and I'm anxious he's back. He's not only one of the most talented guys in this business, he's one of the nicest guys in this business. Joining us right now with yet another new CD is our friend Chuck Negron. Hey, Chuck, how you doing?
I'm fine, Ron. I'm really nice to be talking to you again.
Well, we haven't talked in a long time, but when I talk about being a nice guy in this business, I got to tell a quick story before we get into what we want to talk about today. We were doing a show, a radio show, in Lake Tahoe, and it happened to be over the weekend of Father's Day, which, you know, people want to stay with their family and so on and so forth. And Chuck flew in from Los Angeles to Lake Tahoe just to do the radio show in the lobby of, I think it was Harvey's or Harry's or somebody. And I never forgot that. You talk about a man that comes to the aid of friends. This is the guy. I never forget that, Chuck, never.
Oh, well, yeah, I remember it. Yeah, well, you know, it's, you've been very nice to me, and it was my my pleasure to be there for you.
Well, I appreciate that. Brand new CD out. This is terrific. And now you're like the Partridge Family now. You're bringing in the daughters. I love this new CD. And it features your daughters, Charlie and Annabelle. Tell us about this thing, Chuck.
Yeah. Yeah, well, see, yes, it's the three of us. They've been singing with me since they both were, you know, little kids. They've always wanted, you know, always wanted to come up on stage when I'm, you know, doing shows and... So, you know, they've done that for years. Then when Charlie, who's now 23,
wow,
was 10, she made a record, a duet with me, which went on a CD, a DVD that I did. And it was, David Foster was on, played piano, and all these great guys were on the session. And so she's, you know, wanted to sing for a long time. And actually just graduated Cal Arts, was the very prestigious... art school, the musical school in California. So, you know, she was very excited about doing it. And Annabelle actually was 13 when we started doing this this record. So, you know, it's not really her career path, but she loves to sing.
Well, that's great. And they sound terrific. The version of Be My Baby by the Ronettes that is done on the CD is sensational. In fact, you know, when you cover a record, and you know this better than anybody, when somebody covers a record, it's always like, you know, really tender territory because you don't know if you're going to do it justice. She sounds better than the Ronettes.
Oh, well, that's very nice. Yes, both girls on it. So Annabelle starts and then Charlie...
Yeah.
Sings the second half, which is "Do I Love You."
Yeah.
So yeah, I was very pleased with the way they did it, and you know, in the album we had a good time doing it, and you know, I wanted them to see how I'm like when I work, and you know, just to kind of get a taste of it, to see if there's something they were interested in doing.
Well, they're working at the feet of the pro, I tell you. Negron Generations is the name of the brand new CD. It's available at chucknegron.com and digital musical outlets everywhere. Chuck, you got some stuff on there, too, that were three unreleased tracks by Three Dog Night. The Letter, Save Our Ship, and This Is Your Captain Calling.
Yes, we found... I have some masters, like in 2000, seven masters were reverted to Danny Corey and I, that we would own them in the future. It was a deal we made with, you know, ABC years ago, and finally, you know, they reverted back to us. And on one of the masters that I got, actually not from the record company, I mean, not via the record company, but I got from an old manager. There were three extra songs on it, and I listened to them, and I went, "Oh my God, I remember this! We never got to finish them." So, you know, I went in and just kind of finished them up and put them on this record. So, I'm very excited for the fans to have this.
You know, one of the things that Chuck does, ladies and gentlemen, is that he constantly recreates himself. He's had several CDs out over the past years. This one, of course, as we mentioned, A Family Affair. And you and I talked about this once before, Chuck. When you've had so many hits, huge, I mean, we're not talking about marginal stuff here, huge hits in a career, it's very difficult to go on stage and not play all the hits. It's tough to introduce new music, is it not?
Oh, it's very, very, very difficult. Especially in the genre that I'm working with now, because there are fans that are there to see and hear the old music. So,
sure.
You know, I can't, like when I do the Happy Together tour, I can't do anything new. I have to do all the old hits, which is fine. That's what I'm there for. So I love it. With my solo band, I would do a lot of new, not a lot, several songs, and I found that the promoters were going, you know, could you do a little less? You know, they really want to hear the hits. And the reason, you know, the dilemma I had was that we had so many hits.
Yeah.
That they, you know, we, you know, they want to hear as many as possible. So when I did new stuff, it cut into some of the hits, which usually isn't a problem for most bands. You know, they do three, four, whatever hits they do, and then they do new stuff. But for me, there were so many hits. So I do the best I can. We try to make sure that the fans get what they want.
Boy, that's a heck of a dilemma to be put in. You know, I got so many hits, I can't sing them all in the show. You can't say that about the tremolos, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, this Happy Together tour, and this is a great combination of people. The Turtles, featuring Flo and Eddie, they're crazy. The Association, the Box Tops, the Cow Sills, and the Archers, starring Ron Dante. A few people probably know that he was the voice of all the Archies.
Yes, and many, many commercials.
Many commercials. The tour schedule that you're on, it's like the old days. I mean, you're going to be doing, over 60 tours, and that does that include the Happy Together tour, or is that just you and the band?
That's, in fact, the Happy Together tour we did this past year was just about 50, just the Happy Together tour. And
wow.
Then the year before it was 60, mm-hmm. 60 days. So that's just that. My solo dates are added on to that. But the Happy Together tour is quite an extensive, packed tour because you leave in June and ends in August or September, depending on the amount of dates. And, you're doing five shows a week.
Wow.
You know, so that's quite a bit. Actually, we had some weeks where we did six.
Mm-hmm. Well, at your age of 52, that shouldn't be that hard.
Well, no, but, I'm much younger than they are. But actually speaking, it was probably hard for them.
Yeah. If Chuck wasn't a singer and a performer, he'd make one hell of a comedian, I tell you. 21 consecutive top 40 hits, 12 gold albums, over 50 million albums sold, as, of course, Three Dog Night. But we're going to pause, Chuck, for a second. And when I want to come back, I want to talk about two things. I want to talk about many things. I could talk to you, for generations, Negron generations, in fact. Available now on checknegron.com. But I want to talk to you about the book. I have the book in front of me. I know when you came out, we talked about it extensively. I want to talk to you about that, and I want to talk to you about September 2020. And I didn't know this, okay? It is National Recovery Month, and we want to talk about something that is a benchmark for you that I'm very proud of you for, okay? We'll be right back with my friend Chuck Negron, live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Seggi today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
He lives in the heart. He needs it to become.
More great music with our guest and longtime friend and a great guy. I mean this, not only a big talent, but a great guy, Chuck Negron. I did not realize that this September 2020 is National Recovery Month. In your book, Three Dog Nightmare, you go into your very tough years under the influence of drugs. You are now celebrating this year 26 years of sobriety. Congratulations, my friend.
Oh, thank you. You know, it's been a blessing, a gift from God. You know, the 26 years ago, I walked into Cry Help, which is a long-term rehab, and they turned my life around. Stayed there almost a year. It was just a wonderful program, and just that time on, I've been clean and sober. So it's very, very, I was very, very blessed to find that place.
And that was a tough time for you. I know. I mean, I remember one time you told me you flew from Cleveland to L.A. just to be able to get some drugs before a concert that you had to do back on the East Coast. You were selling gold records, your own gold records, to pawn shops. It's a remarkable recovery. Everybody should read this book. I mean, really and truly. Is it still out?
It's actually coming out again in November. I wrote 10 new chapters, last, edition. I won't, do another one. But anyway, it's coming out in November, being re-released. It's going to be everywhere. Like I said, 10 new chapters. And we're very, very excited about it. It is now required reading in many rehabs across America.
Really?
They use it, as a book of, instruction, and it's just helped a lot of people. And that's why I wrote it. I mean, I wouldn't have been so graphically honest about, what a pathetic human being I had become and how terribly it affected my family. I wanted it to help people. I wanted people to know, how bad it could get, and I wanted families to understand. So, it's the reason I wrote it. So I'm so glad that it is being used to help others.
There were some great possibilities, as I think there should be, of this becoming a movie. Any more movement on that? Because this would make a terrific theatrical release.
Well, it's, kind of timing is everything in this business and probably life. But, what happened then was New Line Cinema wanted to make the movie and was very, very excited about it. We were in pre-production, talking about, everything. And they wanted to include my wife at the time, used part of her story in there. And I went and mentioned it to her. She just said, I don't want this. I don't want the movie. I don't want the book to do. I don't want you to do it. I don't want to, I didn't know the book was going to be so successful. I didn't want the world to know our story.
Sure.
And I said, I never knew that. And she said, well, yeah, well, I just figured you were writing a book. You know, how many, what is the chances of it being successful or bestsellers? It was. And now the movie, I don't want it. Actually ended up divorcing because she was just very unhappy. So, of course, I told them, I'm sorry, I can't do it. So once it gets out there, it was in production and we pulled it, not known as someone that cooperates, you kind of get a bad rap, because they put money into it already. So at any rate, I don't know, someone's going to have to come along and read the book and just get excited about it all over again and then just, want to make a movie of it. So we'll see, maybe when it comes out in November, it will generate some new excitement. There are new chapters which add to the drama, so to speak, and the recovery of the wonderful, exciting stuff. So, maybe it will stimulate some new interest.
I think that's a very good possibility. And first of all, you got to promise me that when it comes out again, that you're going to make time for me to be able to talk to you about it and promote it again. I'm involved, actually, and I don't know how I got involved with this. This is what happens when you go back home to your hometown and people think that you're, you have connections. But now I'm involved with a movie production that has to do with a mafia-style killing. And boy, I tell you something, after the lessons that I've learned on how to put that together in the script, boy, this would be something you could really sink your teeth in. I mean, this is a good book, and it's probably even going to be better now that the 10 more chapters are coming out, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. So, I'm very excited about it. And, these 10 chapters I wrote totally by myself without the guide of, they have ghostwriters and we first wrote it. Chris Blatchford did all the all the investigative work to make sure everything was credible and help write it. But on these last 10 chapters, I did it all myself. I wanted it to be totally in my tone with my humor. So we'll see how they go.
Good. Now, I have to tell you that over the years, I have dropped your name several times to other rock stars from that era of ours, and they all kind of have the same reaction. They're not really fond of you. And I want to tell you why they're not really fond of you. Because you look so damn good, Chuck, that everybody says, they always say, yeah, sure, he looks like that, and I look like Gabby Hayes. And I won't mention those people who said that. But you do, man.
God.
I got to tell you something. I know you're big on exercising and everything, but, you make the rest of us look like chopped liver, I mean, you really have kept yourself up. I congratulate you. That's not an easy thing to do as we grow a little bit along in the tooth.
Yeah, well, I think it's a lot of that's to do with genetics. My father, when we lost my father, he was in his mid-70s, and he looked like my brother.
Oh, he was a good-looking man.
I'll be honest. Well, my father used to come to basketball games at college when I was in college. He'd end up, leaving with the girls because they thought he was my brother. It's just genetic.
Yeah, well, I tell you, he was a good-looking man. I've seen pictures of him, and you're absolutely right. He looked like he was
a good-looking man. Nice. Yeah. And nice. He was the sweetest man.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's just genetics. And you got to work at it, too, in a sense. Not that I work at it that hard now, but there was a time I worked out every day, in great, great shape.
Well, my wife's in love with you, which puts a little strain on our marriage, but what are you going to do, Chuck? You know what I'm saying?
Well, she called me so much.
I know.
I'm sorry about
that. Well, and you answered that ad she put in the L.A. Times, so I can't blame you, you're just...
Yeah, that's true, too. It was a good ad.
That was a great ad. She won an award for that. Negron Generations, out right now. Go to ChuckNegron.com or all digital music outlets. Great songs, plus 3 unreleased by 3 Dog Night, with his 2 daughters, Charlie and Annabelle. And you got to get this. And, of course, Chuck's going to come back and talk about the latest installment of 3 Dog Nightmare. And with his 5-octave range, go to his website and find out where he's playing, whether it's with a Happy Together tour or by himself. You will walk away not only excited, you'll want more and more and more. Chuck, it's always great talking with you, my friend. Let's join each other again, chat about the book.
Fantastic. Well, man, good talking to you. You take care. Say hi to the beautiful lady.
Okay.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Chuck. I appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you real soon.
Okay, God bless.
Chuck Negron, what a guy. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
This was our first number one record.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has nominated Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. He made the announcement from the White House. She spoke of the legacy of Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
I will be mindful of who came before me. The flag of the United States is still flying at half staff in memory of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg to mark the end of a great American life. Justice Ginsburg began her career at a time when women were not welcome in the legal profession. But she not only broke glass ceilings, she smashed them. For that, she has won the admiration of women across the country and indeed all over the world. Particularly poignant to me was her long and deep friendship with Justice Antonin Scalia, my own mentor.
She meant to say poignant. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi Today. I am delighted to have our next guest with us. She's been on our show several times over the years, and she's the author of two New York Times bestsellers. We're going to be talking about her latest effort as soon as we bring her on. She is, of course, the host of Justice with Judge Jeanine on the Fox News Network. Joining us right now is our friend, Judge Jeanine. Hi, Judge. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Well, I'm fine, and it's great to be back with you. Thank you for the invitation.
I always like when you're here. And the latest book is out right now, Don't Lie to Me and Stop Trying to Steal Our Freedom. Now, Judge, I may have told you this. For the past 45 years, I've been kind of an amateur presidential historian. I have a replica of the Oval Office in my home with the Resolute desk and everything. I mean, it's a serious deal. And
yes.
I look at this election and I think to myself, are you kidding me? What is going on here? And how risky are we at losing a grasp on some important social, economic, and moral problems?
Well, forget the social, economic, and moral problems. We are at risk of losing the country. If Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, the leftist, most liberal senator in the United States Senate, end up getting elected, forget about the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. You know, if you're not politically correct, you'll be fired from your job, and people are triggered by your presence. You can't say what you think anymore, and Kamala Harris has made it clear she doesn't believe that the Constitution prevents her from taking away your gun. So when it's all said and done, it is a very dangerous time in history, and that's why I wrote Don't Lie to Me. You know, the lies of the left, as they continue to try to convince us that we're living in a racist country and our police are serial murdering racists, you know, it's just not true, and it's just one lie after another. And I'm thinking that in the end, at some point, people have to realize that they've been lying to you, and that's why I wrote Don't Lie to Me and Stop Trying to Steal My Freedom. The people who are lying to us, you know, want to keep us in our basements, they want to open the borders, they want to defund the police, and they want to, you know, take away your guns. This is not the America that I know or the America that I want to live in, and it certainly is not the Constitution that our founding fathers created and wrote. All in all, it's a very difficult time, and now you're going to see the left, if you think the protests were bad, now over this Supreme Court vacancy, they are threatening, you know, with AOC that used to be a bartender, saying, you know what, you're playing with fire. I mean, is that a threat? Nancy Pelosi saying we've got more arrows in our quiver, threatening impeachment. These people are not conducting themselves the way respectful politically, elected figures should be handling it. This is a frightening time. Gotta find out the truth. And that's why I wrote the book.
Well, you know, I want to preface what I'm about to say by saying this, that this show is typically an entertainment show. But I got to tell you something. I watched the Emmy Awards the other night, and I'm of the opinion that people in the entertainment business, they should shut their mouth because nobody cares what they think anyway. But with that said, I'm going to say this, all right? What the hell is wrong with Nadler, Schumer, Pelosi, and Schiff? And what I don't understand is, like when you mentioned about the quiver that she's going to pull out the arrows out of Pelosi, she's saying basically that if there is an attempt to get a Supreme Justice appointed prior to this election coming up on the 3rd, that might be a point for impeachment. How do you even begin to bring up the subject of impeachment when it's the job of the President of the United States to appoint a Supreme Justice? What is your even theory? Where's your mind?
Well, the theory is that the laws don't matter. The Constitution doesn't matter. They will decide, Justice, what's fair and what rules you have to abide by. And unfortunately, there are people who follow that thinking. They don't do a lot of their own thinking. They don't do much research. And in the end, what they're doing is they are convincing people that their rights are being taken from them, and if people don't join with the Pelosi's and the Schumer's and the Nadler's who say there's no such thing as Antifa, I mean, really? Give me a break. This is an effort at socialism. Look, Venezuela 30 years ago was an oil-rich country, and they decided they wanted to make it a socialist country, and they took it to socialism. It is now poor. Women are giving birth on the side of the road. They're eating zoo animals. They want power. This is all about raw political power, and they think that you're stupid enough to believe them that your rights are being taken from you. And what I've done in the book is I've got hundreds of emails because I want people to understand that I have facts behind my statement. If you have an argument with someone, just go to my book, get the facts right out of the book.
The election coming up is not the end of this deal. In fact, I think it's probably the beginning of it because everybody is going to question the results no matter who is the winner, and we know that for a fact. Hillary Clinton made the comment last week, regardless of what the results, that Joe Biden should never concede. That is a very, very risky thing to say. I do not understand this party anymore. This is not the party of Roosevelt, Truman, or for that matter, Kennedy and Johnson.
By not conceding, she's basically saying we're going to fight just the way we tried to resist Trump for 4 years. And that's what mail-in voting is all about. And I think it was in Michigan, and the judge came out and said that they can count the ballots for up to 2 weeks after
right.
the election.
Right.
I mean, how long does this go on? And now we know that dead people are still registered to vote in New York and various other states, 350,000 of them. That way, there are dead people. You just find out who's dead and just say, send me a mail-in ballot, and I want to vote, you know, in the name of a dead person. This is craziness.
Now, let's take the Ginsburg appointment. If he's not elected
right. And
lose the House, is it possible between the time of Election Day and Inauguration Day, he could, with the Senate's approval, appoint another Supreme Court justice?
Yes. Absolutely. It doesn't matter. Justice Ginsburg herself said the president doesn't stop being the president at any point in an election year. And, you know, this whole concept that they're spewing that the public should decide who a judge should be. In fact, people who elected Donald Trump said that one of the fundamental reasons they elected him was because they wanted him to pick justices who were originalists, who were strict constructionists, who interpreted the Constitution and didn't add to it. The president has the obligation under Article 2, Section 2, to appoint Senate. They confirm. I think the president can do it before Election Day. How's that? We don't need activist justices, with all due respect to Justice Ginsburg, and I have tremendous respect for her. But this is not about the Supreme Court is not a legislative branch. It is a court to review the law, period, end of the story.
It is a great book. Don't lie to me and stop trying to steal our freedom. What about judge these polls? Now, I kind of understand the fact that if you are not leading in a poll and you have a very big constituent that wants you to win, that not leading is an asset to a certain degree because it gets out the base. But these polls are so far out of whack, it's hard for me to believe, first of all, that the Democrats have such a candidate that if they had any real desire to win, they would have had a stronger candidate. But what about these polls? How accurate can they be showing Trump 10, 12 points behind?
I think the answer to that is very clear. In 2016, they were 99.9% sure Hillary was going to win, and she didn't.
Yeah.
That's because people didn't want to admit they were voting for Donald Trump. If you don't think people wanted to admit they were voting for Trump in 2016, imagine in 2020, where if you wear a MAGA hat, you end up getting beaten up if you live in certain parts of the country. You end up losing your job, being socially ostracized. Trust me, the polls are wrong. Donald Trump is going to win.
Judge, I could talk to you for hours on end. I know that we have a limited amount of time with you, and believe me, I could go on and on and on. I love when you're here.
Thank you.
The name of the book is Don't Lie to Me, and Stop Trying to Steal Our Freedom, and do me a huge favor, okay? First of all, never retire because you're terrific. But secondly, would you come back and join us again soon? We'll talk more about the book when you have the time, and maybe we'll talk about what happened after the election. But would you come back?
I would love to come back. I really would. I mean, I like you, I get excited about politics. I'm excited about this president. I'm excited about the fact that he's going to have three Supreme Court nominees. And I believe in the American people that they're going to make the right decision, that they can see through the lies. And I'm tired of people lying to all of us. So it's a deal.
Okay. Good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Judge.
Okay.
Look forward to chatting with
Take
you again.
Care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our guest has been the Honorable Judge Jeanine Pirro. And the name of the book is Don't Lie to Me and Stop Trying to Steal Our Freedom. And, of course, she can be seen as the host of Justice with Judge Jeanine on the Fox News Network. And great lady and a great book, Judge Jeanine Pirro. And as I mentioned earlier in the interview, politics isn't our main thrust on this show, but this book is very interesting and this election is very important. Just want to make the best choice, no matter who your candidate is. And we'll be right back with Ron Saggi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. You have no idea how excited I am to talk to our next guest. This is a fascinating show. There's a program that has been airing for some time now called Life Below Zero. It has filmed more than 150 episodes, has earned 13 Emmy nominations, including two in 2020, and received three Emmy Awards in cinematography and one in picture editing. And the show, as I mentioned, is called Life Below Zero. They have now a new spinoff that's called Life Below Zero, Next Generation. Joining us right now are Sue Akins and Brittany Rowland. Sue, Brittany, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for inviting us. I'm going to do the shameless plug and say we just won our
Emmy, the other day. Yay! Go team!
Go, go, go team is right. Now, Sue, Life Below Zero, now, that has been an established show, but this new one where we have a spinoff here, The Next Generation, is primarily another generation of people who are living in the barren areas of Alaska. Is that correct?
Younger folks, they've tried the city life, and they have decided to go more rural. I don't know that I would call the areas barren. For example, where Britt lives, it's incredibly beautiful in McCarthy.
Well, okay, let's talk about this, because I'm under the impression that this is a very lonely existence. Now, Brittany, your husband actually grew up in McCarthy, Alaska. Are you originally from Alaska also?
I am. I grew up in Fairbanks and Anchorage.
Okay, which is a big city compared to everything else around there, I would assume.
Yes.
You have no neighbors? Do you have someone that you can go to if you get sick? I mean, obviously you have a cell phone. You're talking on it right now. What's life like there?
So we do have a couple of neighbors, but they're not, like, right next door where you can see into their windows.
Okay.
They're in the winter time, there's about 30 of us, and 10 of those people are all Rolands, family and brother and niece and that sort of stuff. So it's different than living in town in the sense of, like, if we have an emergency, we do have a couple of people we can call, but we also have to figure out a lot of things on our own. And if there's a medical emergency, we have to drive quite a ways. Caleb actually this last spring decided to wrestle with a table saw and trimmed off a part of his pinky finger. So we had to drive into town for that. And let me tell you, I was pretty nervous. I usually just ride to McCarthy Road. That's our kind of compromise. I'm happy to live out here. I don't want to drive out of here.
When you say you go into the city, how far is that?
So to a small medical help, it's about 120 miles. To, like, an actual city where you would see, like, a Walmart or a Costco or a Target, it's about 300 to 360 miles.
Oh, my goodness. Now, Sue, you're a sole nine-month resident. When they say sole, you live by yourself?
I live here year-round. I'm in the state year-round.
Yeah. Okay, so now, according to my notes here, you're about 190 miles north of the Arctic Circle. Your address is actually a GPS coordinate. I mean, it's not like 2722 Melrose Lane, you know what I'm saying? And your closest neighbor, besides a grizzly bear, is more than 300 miles south of you?
Yeah, Fairbanks are 500 miles, and that's your first town where you got, like, the Wally World or you know, some kind of fast food running around.
Brittany, what kind of a risk are animals?
Well, every summer there's usually a couple of bears that like to hang out around town and be entertained by the tourists. So, and then we see lots of moose around here, and my husband, sometimes in the winter times, he will trap, so we'll see, like, wolverines.
Now, you have children, two children, right, Brittany?
I do. I have a 4 and a 6-year-old, a boy and a girl.
Now, how do they go to school?
I homeschool them, actually.
You do? Okay. And now, your grocery store, you said, about 300 miles away. Do you have radio and television?
Yeah. We don't have television out here, though I guess some people out here have chosen to do, like, satellite. We just don't. So, but we have cell towers out here, so we use our cell phones just like in town. The internet, I will say, the internet is low.
Yeah. And do the people who take the pictures there, the camera crew and the production crew, how do they like doing this?
You know, I think that they have a passion for it, or they wouldn't do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. What is amazing to me that these temperatures of where both of you are get below 50 degrees below. Is that 50 degrees below zero?
Oh, yeah, that's, you know, and my thermometer here, I mean, I'm just a few miles from the Arctic Ocean itself, and so, you know, my thermometer goes to 100 below zero, and I peg it almost every year. So to even have the cameras running, challenge, and it's something that over these years it's been learned how to come up with unique and interesting ways to keep things running. Except that their, you know, their little LED screens and whatnot, they may not work. They may be going blind, hoping that they're getting everything they're shooting at, and they can only do a few minutes at a time before they're going to start losing digits.
Yeah, I guess that there is no sympathy for the people down here in the lower 48 who are moaning about the isolation they have during the pandemic that's going on with COVID-19, in lieu of the fact that you're kind of in that position 12 months out of the year. So no complaining from this end. Now, let me make sure I got everything right here. The episodes of the show, which is Life Below Zero, airs on Tuesdays, of course, on Nat Geo. And then right after that is the other episode, the spinoff, Life Below Zero, Next Generation. Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, I got to tell you something. Fascinating. It is really, truly fascinating. I give you a lot of credit. Do you ever get down to the lower 48, ladies?
Not since the COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's exactly right. Yeah. Well, what's happening down here, you're probably further ahead up there. There's no doubt about it. We have our own issues here in our cities across the country. And between hurricanes and tornadoes and fires and rioting, you're probably best just to stay just where you're at. You know what I'm saying? Well, look.
I was going to ask you, have you been affected by, what is it, Sally?
No, we're in Orlando. We're getting a little less of the effect of it, thank goodness. But, you know, the season isn't over yet, so it's always a challenge. But, ladies, congrats.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's been a heck of a season.
Oh, it's been crazy. Well, congratulations. Life Below Zero and Life Below Zero Next Generation on Nat Geo on Tuesday nights. Watch it. This is an unbelievable and fascinating show, and our guests have been two residents of that area, Sue Aikens and Brittany Rowland. Sue, Brittany, thanks for joining us. Stay safe. Look forward to having you back.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Wow, I tell you, that is so interesting. I just am amazed at how somebody could do that, because it's just so unusual to be in an area where if you wanted even a cup of sugar for the neighbor next door, good luck. Life Below Zero and Life Below Zero Next Generation, what it's like to live, and I still call it barren land, up in Alaska. And trying to think of an appropriate song to leave this segment with when we're talking about Alaska, came up with this.
To Alaska, go north, the rest is home. North to Alaska, go north, the rest is home. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, go north, the rest is home.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
World, one life at a time.
Your products are great, absolutely. You know, general aches and pains I have since I work outside a lot, gone. It's almost magic. It's almost too hard, too good to be true, you know, but it is. It's very true. Dr. Howard's done a fantastic service by creating this.
I work in healthcare, and I haven't gotten even a runny nose. I'm walking more. I'm exercising more. I'm doing more yoga. I'm pretty convinced that this is something to do with it. And you know what? I will never be without it, because this was painless and easy. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Well, that wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guest this very first hour, the lead singer of Three Dog Night, and my friend of many years, Chuck Negron, Judge Jeanine Pirro from Fox News. Boy, I tell you, she's a spunky judge. And also, I want to thank Sue Akins and Brittany Rowland from Life Below Zero. Next hour from the Oak Ridge Boys, Dwayne Allen will be here. Brian Kilmeade, also from Fox, will be joining us talking about his book and paperback about Andrew Jackson, and then actor Dietrich Bader will be on the program. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy today. We're going to pause momentarily, and we'll be right back with hour number two.